Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. Jim Masters here. A pleasure to have you listening from wherever you're tuned in, from all around the world. Today, we're going to be spotlighting on this episode for the next 30 minutes, Edna Harding of Favor and Wealth. Meet Edna. She is amazing, the catalyst to your life's best chapter. She is far more than just a seasoned business and personal growth strategist. With esteemed titles like Certified Maxwell Leadership Business Consultant, Executive Life Coach, Trainer, Master Mindset Coach, and Visionary Behind Favor and Wealth, Edna's No Holds Bar podcast is a reservoir of practical and spiritual wisdom. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. And in her groundbreaking coaching programs, Edna equips her clients with evidence-based strategies to enhance self-awareness, as well as fostering crystal clear clarity in how they view themselves. And as a life strategist, business strategist as well, she emphasizes taking care of every aspect of one's life and helping people prosper personally and professionally. It's really great work that she does, and she loves what she does too. And this is going to be a terrific conversation. She's all excited, and we are all excited to have her here too, because, you know, I love when we have an opportunity to celebrate people who are doing great things to make our world a better place. And, you know, as a business life strategist, she's been doing that for a long time. She maintains a firm commitment to aligning her practice with biblical principles. And she won't work with anyone who does, you know, things that go against God's word. So she holds the conviction that by conducting business and living life in accordance with God's instructions, individuals unlock unparalleled potential, experience boundless joy, and lead a life rich in purpose, love, integrity, empowerment, kindness, and prosperity. Recipient of numerous awards, including the Woman of the Year by the National Association for Professional Women, KHOU Local Business Couch as well, Choice for Houston, and Paul Harris Fellow Award by Rotary International. Edna's accolades speak volumes. It's my pleasure to welcome her to the show. Edna, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. How's your day going today?
My day is good. It's been busy, not going to lie, but it's been good. How is yours so far?
Terrific. Yes, absolutely terrific. And I was looking forward to the conversation with you. Tell us about what inspired you to go into this extraordinary work. Initially, you know, we all have our own life's journey, and we all have the reasons why we do what we do. What are some of the things that inspired you?
Well, you know, I've actually seen the ugly side of business, the not so pretty side, even in places you'd least expect, like the church. So, for me, my inspiration came from correcting what I saw. You know, it was disheartening for me to see good people exploited for profit. You know, I was one of them, and this happened several times throughout my career and in business. Now I've been blessed with success in everything that I put my hands on, regardless of the circumstances, and I'm not going to go into detail of all the things that I went through during the past 20 years. But because I live by God's guiding principles, no matter what came my way, as long as I apply the strategies that I learned from the Word of God, the fruits of that approach are very clear for all to see, because I was able to thrive regardless. So for me, I thought, you know, why not teach people how to win, but win the right way? you know, I wanted to show people how to achieve a type of success where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. We're talking about holistic prosperity, right? So in your mind, your body, your spirit, relationships, finances. And I'm living proof, and I've worked with hundreds of other individuals who can stick to their values, stick to their character, and still excel in every area of their life. And so that's where my inspiration came from. It came from, you know, being exposed to that, you know, the ugly side, and wanted to make a difference and show them that there's a way for you to do it the right way and still get the results you want.
I love this work that you do as a business life coach, and I love the title Favor and Wealth. Tell us what Favor and Wealth is all about and the work you do as a business life coach.
Sure. Let me just start with Favor and Wealth. Favor and Wealth, as you favor and wealth, favor is, you know, having the favor of God, and if you have the favor of God and you do God's way, then wealth follows. And when I talk about wealth, I'm not just talking about external wealth, but also internal wealth. Now, as a business life coach, I've worked with all types of individuals, which makes my role so rewarding. So I've worked with established business owners and established career professionals, executives, who was just looking for holistic prosperity. But I've also worked with startup entrepreneurs, those who are just kind of new, who've been in business for 2 to 3 years, who was looking to seek clarity in shaping their lives and business venture. But I also wanted to add another group of people. It's not all business all the time, because I've also worked with people from all walks of life. I mean, new parents juggling diapers and deadlines, retirees looking to, you know, stay engaged, and even those who are making career transitions, and even individuals. I work with inmates, those who were getting out of prison and were looking to have a fresh start and start a business. So the bottom line is, no matter, you know, what season you're in, personally and professionally, and you want to learn how to do it the right way and succeed, you know, I'm here to guide you regardless of, you know, again, the season that you're in. I hope that answered your question, Jim.
It did. It did. I love it. And, you know, you do apply the biblical principles to the work that you do. Tell us about the importance of faith and the importance of it in the work that you do.
Sure. You know, faith is such a word that's kind of like become, what do you call it, cliche almost. Like everyone, you know, says
kind of like spiritual has too. People use that word.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah.
Exactly. So I want to be clear when I talk about faith and look the type of faith that I'm talking about. When I think of faith or following biblical principles, I'm talking about there are guidelines and instructions in the Word of God that we should abide by, because that is, you know, the instructions for our lives. And even scripture says that if you want to succeed, you have to follow, you know, his instructions. So it's not just about believing in God, doing your devotions, going to church and doing all that stuff. I'm talking about practically applying, you know, the guidelines, the wisdom nuggets, you know, the instructions of God into your daily decisions, your daily interactions, the way you think. I mean, it's a holistic approach, and that's what I believe. It's been such a common word that I just wanted to emphasize that when I talk about faith, how important that is what I mean by it, is actually applying the instructions and not going against what it says in order for you to achieve the holistic success. Because you could experience a type of success, but if you're looking for a success that comes with no sorrow, that comes with joy, that we're not, like, your family is thriving, your health is thriving, your finances are thriving, you know, nothing is missing, I really believe that you have to follow it all and not just pick and choose.
Exactly. You know, there's something else too that I love, and I like the way you broke that out about faith, and there was a brilliant answer. There's something else, too, that I am fascinated by called the glory zone. Tell us about that.
Glad you asked. You know, the glory zone is your personal sweet spot. That's what I call it. It's where your talents, your gifts, and, like, the anointing, they converge, basically, to create something truly powerful. So imagine operating exactly as God intended when he created you, right down to your unique personality, your gifts, including your weaknesses, the things that you think are bad. You know, now once you figure out this divine alignment, you can then set up systems that allows you to stay in that zone 100% of the time. So then the result of this is you'll navigate through life setbacks and heartaches with grace. And so to me, it's not just about surviving, but also thriving no matter what comes your way. Because in life, as we know, you know, there's going to be challenges. You can't avoid it. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be things like that. But being able to thrive regardless of what's going on around you, because you know yourself so well and you know how to handle it, utilizing your natural gifting, that's what I'm talking about when I say the glory zone.
Tell us about this other program that you have. You have so many great resources for people. Battle to Booming. What is that all about?
Yes, so my Battle to Booming program was created during one of the darkest seasons of my life, and it's basically a personal roadmap, from struggle to success. So this program that I created was designed to transform you from the inside out. So what I wanted to make sure is that I wasn't just throwing ideas at you. So I provide concrete strategies and resources that are inspired by both the Bible and, of course, successful, thoughtful leaders from around the world who have done it the right way. Because I'm not the only person who's trying to do it the right. There's a lot of good resources, but unfortunately, there's also a lot of bad. So having to decipher the good ones from the bad ones, I really went through that. And so that's what my Battle to Booming is. I help take your battle and turn it to a booming business and life.
That's fantastic. It really is important for us to live authentic lives, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It sure is. In fact, you know, living an authentic life isn't just a good idea. It's actually essential. I can't emphasize this enough, for true joy and fulfillment. So for me, like when you're fighting against your natural inclination and trying to adapt to an environment where you weren't meant to thrive, you're basically making it harder on yourself. So like swimming upstream, for example, because it's going to be an ongoing struggle. You know, the example that I use, if you don't mind me sharing, is acorn and coconuts, right? So if an acorn decides to plant itself on a beach with dreams of being a coconut, right, it's setting itself up for failure because it'll never grow into the mighty oak it was destined to be because the beach isn't its natural habitat. Now, on the other hand, if the coconut will do it, it'll thrive because on that beach, because it's designed for those conditions, you know, the heat, the sand, and so on. So to me, I look at it as when you live authentically aligned with your true nature and purpose as God created you, you then position yourself for growth, joy, and fulfillment. So you're actually flourishing and not just surviving, just as you were created to do, because he's a good father. He wants you to thrive. But some of us, you know, try to do things because, you know, our mother did it or our father did it or someone who's successful who thinks in this. We're trying to copy someone else's journey when we have our own journey to follow. And that's why, I believe in authenticity is one of the keys to, like, true success, to true prosperity.
You're also passionate about working with women as well, right? Tell us about that passion.
Sure. You know, women are incredible creatures in a sense because, you know, obviously I wanted to have this disclaimer that I work with everyone regardless of their gender because my calling isn't
right.
Just to uplift women, but also to uplift men and women. But however, I do find great joy in empowering women who are awakening to their innate strengths and capabilities. There's something beautiful about that because nowadays, especially like, I don't know, over the past, like what, 10 years, I've noticed that women are now recognizing that their roles are multifaceted. So they're not just wives, they're not just mothers, friends, or career professionals. They have the capacity to create powerful movements, create systematic change, and even liberate people from all types of bondages. I've seen this time and time again. So the passion and the resilience that women bring to the table to me is truly inspiring. So that's why I love working with them, is because it just encourages me more to keep doing what I'm doing. And so if this is something that, you know, that any of the listeners are listening to that describes them, you know, I'm here ready to partner with you and help you navigate through this wonderful journey, because it is a challenging journey, but it's so worth it. So, yeah, I love working with women.
That's so incredible. It's really great. Can you share some of your awards and accolades as well? I know there are many.
Sure. I mean, you mentioned some of them earlier already. You know, the National Association of Professional Women, Women of the Year, Paul Harris Fellow Award. I've been featured on a lot of platforms, like Biz Talk Radio, Money Matters, Fox and Friends. But to me, the true measure of my impact is in the lives transformed. You know, there are a lot on social media, you know, social proof, you know, they say, you know, I have to have a social proof, but there's also a lot who are unknown. But only known by God himself. And for me, it's okay, because it's never been about the spotlight. And for those who've known me for a long time, they could vouch for that. You know, to me, it's about facilitating meaningful, God-glorifying transformation. So that, to me, is my biggest reward. And it's also cliche, but really that's what it is. It's seeing transformation in my clients' lives and seeing them one way and then come out the other at the end of our program. That really makes me so proud.
Yes, I would absolutely say so. You know, you offer different packages, and I'd love to spotlight those on this episode of the series. Tell us about the different packages that you offer, Edna.
Sure. So I do have a mix. So let's start off with the business and career life coaching. So I provide personalized guidance to help you succeed and in your journey, and as well as reach certain goals that you have. I do business consulting. So I do work with businesses looking to grow their businesses. But my strategies are based on Bible. So how to do it the right way, essentially. So I create strategies and systems for individuals based on their unique personalities and their unique giftings. And that's what makes it a little bit different. And of course, I'm certified in all the finance and all that good, the marketing and everything. So I know how to do like the typical standard stuff, but I go another level by incorporating biblical principles as you regurgitate over and over again. So that's one thing that makes my business consulting different. I also do corporate leadership and sales training, where I get to know your team members, and then I customize, personalize training for them individual to help them utilize their innate gifts so that they could drive impactful revenue. That's where you're going to see your revenue skyrocket, because you're not going against your natural make, as I mentioned. You're utilizing the strengths of your people to grow your business. And then upcoming one that I have that I'm going to be launching in October, I am going to have an online group mentoring program, which is a one-stop portal for courses on mindset, business, finances, personal and spiritual growth, as well as some coaching. So, yeah, those are the different packages and services that I offer to my clients.
You know, we hear you've got an exciting online event that you call Training Intensive, and that's the Prosperity Blueprint. What prompted you to create this?
I guess you could call it like a God-given gut feeling. You know, I've worked with so many different people. I've spoke at different conferences, and when I look into people's eyes who have approached me and talked to me, even clients, or just friends and things like that, and they tell me they're unhappy and they're feeling lost, but then their bank accounts are extremely full, right? They're not worried about money at all, but there's something missing. I've heard that over and over again for like over 16 years. I mean, over and over again. And some people are like, I wish I knew you were when I was younger, for example. So it really got me thinking. So for the last 7 years, I have been, you know, through my own tough times, as I mentioned, but I've also been digging deep into what success really means, and both the world's views and God's views. So now, while they share some similarities, there are some pretty big differences, especially in how we approach life. And that's why I created this Prosperity Blueprint Training Intensive, because I wanted to show folks that there's actually answers to life's big questions in the Bible. And to me, it's not just about religious talk. As I mentioned, I want to emphasize that, you know, there's a difference between religious talk. These are actually real deal strategies that you can use every day. So that's probably what it was. It's just interacting with people and wanting to help them. And I've tried it out for myself, I guess, a guinea pig, and my clients that I've worked with, I see if it worked. And I have so many recommendations and so many good feedback that is actually working. That I'm like, okay, this is a time when I need to launch it now, because I've tried it. It works. And if someone is don't mind utilizing biblical principles and how to succeed, then, you know, the invitation is open. It's an open door. You know, come on in and I'll help you navigate through this journey together.
That's fantastic. You know, you've talked about the never-ending grind many people find themselves in. I think everybody listening can really relate to this. Maybe you can elaborate even more on this.
Sure, yes. You know, so many people are stuck in that relentless cycle, you know, that grind that just never seems to let up. You know, we're hustling at work, we're chasing promotion or bigger sales, and yet, when we finally hit those goals, there's still a sense of emptiness. So it's like they're on a treadmill, right, that keeps speeding up, but they're not really getting anywhere meaningful. So that constant grind can actually bleed into our personal lives, as you guys might already know, those who are listening. You know, relationships can suffer. Health often takes a back seat. It's like they're trading their well-being for a version of success that's not even fulfilling them. So the sad part about this for me and what I've seen is that some people don't even realize it's happening. They're just going through the motions, feeling more and more disconnected from what truly matters. So to me, I realize that the grind isn't just your battle, because what happens is it ripples out, touching your loved ones, your team, even your community, your business, the people that's around you. I know this because I've walked in those shoes before. And so what I've realized is that when you're entangled in this eternal struggle within yourself, what happens is it creates a chain reaction. And so instead of fostering a nurturing, growing environment, you unintentionally create one that's damaging and stifling to other people and the people you love. So you see, the grind doesn't just hold you back. Ultimately, it holds everyone back who's associated with you. So it's a double-edged sword for me, and that's why I always ask people and recommend individuals to stop, pause, take a look, a serious look at where you're at in life, and do some inner work so that you could, you know, do better and get better and alleviate those holes that later on might have some major consequences, not just to you, but to the people you love.
Very important for people to realize on so many different levels, Edna. Absolutely. I think that's really, it's incredible. Your webinar, The Prosperity Blueprint, it really does promise to redefine prosperity through a focus on mindset, balance, and purpose. And I think that the key themes that are sort of intersecting are really crucial for achieving true prosperity, right?
Yes, yes. These, you said it, mindset, balance, and purpose. So, you know, to me, prosperity, and a lot, not just me, sorry, I'm not going to write it. There's a lot of people who know prosperity, right? But there's also a lot of false beliefs on prosperity. But prosperity isn't just about accumulating wealth, bottom line. It's about living a life that's rich in every sense of the word, right? So this is where, to me, mindset, balance, and purpose comes into play. So when I think of mindset, I kind of look at it as perspective. So you see, our perspective sets the stage for our entire life. So it's like when you view the challenges as roadblocks, for example, you'll feel stuck, right? Now, if you view it as opportunities for growth, then the world becomes your oyster. So what I do through the Prosperity Blueprint is we'll guide you through exercises and real-life examples to help you reframe your perspective in a way that opens doors instead of closing them. So that's the first part, mindset. The second lens that you want to talk about is balance, right? Because balance helps you put things into perspective in a sense, where, because imagine, like, you have all the money in the world, but no time to spend it. So what's the point in that? So to me, true prosperity is having the time to enjoy life's blessing and also explore, you know, the difference on how to strike that delicate balance between hustle and happiness, because there's, you could still hustle. I love hustling, but I'm also happy. There is a right balance to that. And then the third thing is purpose. I believe that everyone is created for a reason, and tapping into that unique purpose unlocks a level of prosperity that money alone can't buy. So we'll dig into the practical biblical principles to help align your daily actions with your life's calling. Now, I say practical because when people think spiritual or biblical or scriptural, they think, like, you know, it's like, you know, very, like, up there, you know, like, oh, let's say grace. It's not like an out there idea. You'll see that there's a lot of daily practices that you could apply. So we mentioned, you know, mindset. We mentioned balance, we mentioned purpose. So these three things are like three strands of a rope, right? Tightly intertwined for maximum strength. Now, once you master the mindset, the balance, and purpose, you won't just achieve prosperity, you'll redefine it. And that's what's going to help you do it God's way and then ultimately lead to lasting joy and fulfillment. So when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that is something that I'm really big on, and that's why I believe you need to have all these three areas mastered in order for you to get the results you want. I know that was a long-winded answer, but I hope, Jim, that hope that answers your
question. No, it's a great answer. You're right. No, I think it's fantastic. We've got just about 3 minutes left. I'd love for you to tell more about the Life Harmony Action Plan that attendees will receive. It sounds like a game changer.
Sure. You know, to me, it's more than just a guide. It's basically a personal GPS for a life that's balanced, fulfilled, and totally on target. So we'll usually kick off with a priority assessment, which helps you sift through the noise and focus on what genuinely enriches your life. Think of it as decluttering your to-do list, for example, to make room for what really counts. And then we also have soul-boosting exercise. We have several things in it, but I'm just going to talk about a couple. And that's where your spiritual pit stops are to help you get refreshed, get recharged, and reignite a sense of higher purpose so that you could enrich that inner life of yours. And this is all based on biblical principles. And on top of that, we have actionable steps to put your plans into motion. We have a framework for redefining what success means to you. And most importantly, we have an accountability system that keeps you on the straight and narrow, because a lot of us, if we're not, no one's checking on us and we're not motivated, like a lot of us are not intrinsically motivated. There's a lot of people who are extrinsically motivated, so that really is going to help those who aren't. So in a nutshell, it is not just a game changer, it's a full-on life changer, complete with roadmap, soul food, and a co-pilot to keep you on course. So I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. That's truly exciting. When is everything happening? How can people register?
Sure. You know, I have these type of trainings throughout the year, but our upcoming one is on October 13th and 14th. So you can register online on my website, favorandwealth.com prosperity blueprint. And I believe it's on the article as well that this episode is going to be featured on.
Folks, you can also check out favorandwealth.com, the website as well. And like you said, yeah, favorandwealth.com/prosperity blueprint. Really exciting, the extraordinary work that you're doing, Edna. Absolutely. And kudos to you. You know, as we close, I've got just a few seconds, but what's an urgent message you might want to share to successful business and career people who, you know, have it all on the outside, but still there's something missing? And how can the webinar help?
Sure. So let's get candid here, right? So you're a powerhouse in your business or career. You've got the credentials, the awards, and maybe even that awesome office view. But let's not kid ourselves. You know, shining on the outside doesn't guarantee you're glowing on the inside. So that little voice inside of you telling you something's still off, It's your soul begging for deeper, richer experiences. So enough with neglecting with your inner world. I know a lot of people like to avoid this. They rather focus on the external instead of the internal. But I really suggest you do that because it's time for you to dive deep to what's causing the emotional void and fill it with real meaning, true joy, and spiritual depth. This is where my live event comes in. This isn't just another career upskill or business strategy session. It's really a stepping stone to inner peace and spiritual growth. So I really am urging you and inviting you with open arms. Come on in, you know, register for this event, and I promise you it will be worth your time, and you're going to walk away a different person.
A very special guest, Edna Harding of Favor and Wealth. favorandwealth.com, the website, and then you can reserve your spot for the webinar and more. favorandwealth.com/prosperity blueprint. Edna, a real joy and pleasure. Hope we'll get a chance to chat some more. Want to let the audience know this entire episode is recorded in full, so you can hear it again and share it with those you think would benefit from this conversation as well. Thanks for joining us, Edna, and hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I absolutely have with you.
I sure did. Thank you so much for having me.
You are very welcome, and I hope we get a chance to explore more down the line. Edna Harding joining us here. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, appreciate you being with us and inviting you to stay right there. We'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another fabulous guest celebrated from around the world on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.